It's really the first account that we're getting of Abrego Garcia's stay at this prison, sort of notorious prison in El Salvador, known as CECOT, or the anti-terrorism prison. What's remarkable about this, Nick, is not just that we're getting his account, but this prison is known for basically nobody checking out. The whole purpose of it is to completely isolate these people from Salvadoran society. And so for him to have come out of it is really remarkable, not just for his personal story, but also shedding light on what's going on behind the scenes there with the hundreds and hundreds of prisoners that are there under extraordinarily strict and, according to Abrego Garcia, brutal conditions.
What are some of those conditions that he goes into detail about in the court documents?
Well, Abrego Garcia describes being beaten almost immediately upon his arrival. He says for some reason he was singled out as the first person to come off the plane when he was deported from the U.S. He says that the bathroom conditions were poor and he ended up soiling himself. And, there's just a variety of claims of mistreatment of the prisoners, being isolated, at times sleep deprivation. Altogether, it sounds like it was a thoroughly unpleasant experience, at least up to the point where his case became more notorious and he was moved into a different group. And then eventually the Salvadorans moved him out of that prison altogether. That would be around the time that folks may remember Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland went down there and actually was able to meet Abrego Garcia, I think, at a restaurant of some sort near this other prison he was moved to.
That's right. We have been hearing about this case for months. So why are we just hearing about these details now? What is it about the timing that we're all of a sudden hearing details of something that occurred several months ago now?
Well, I mean, he only came back to the U.S. really a few weeks ago. You may remember for a long time, Trump administration said that under no circumstances would Abrego be brought back here to the United States. They then reversed course and said, we'll bring him back, but we're going to charge him with a criminal offense of immigrant or human smuggling. That's what they did, and they flew him back to Tennessee. So we now have sort of litigation going on two different fronts. Criminal case down in Tennessee, but this filing that just came in today is in the continuing civil suit up here in Greenbelt, Maryland, where his lawyers are asking, if he's put out sort of released from detention on bail, if you will, in this criminal case, they want him brought back up here to Maryland and then, of course, possibly released in Maryland so that he could go home as he awaits this trial down there in Tennessee. And these new facts that he is bringing forward, or the new claims he's bringing forward about his mistreatment, I think, are aimed at bolstering that effort to eventually get him released somewhere in the Washington area.
So Abrego Garcia was returned to the U.S., as you said, very recently, relatively over the course of this case. He was just returned to the U.S. by the Trump administration last month. He now faces those human smuggling charges in Tennessee. He's still being held in custody in Tennessee, and it's a complex issue there where his attorneys say even if he's released, he might be deported. So even his attorneys are skeptical about whether or not he should be released. What do we see coming up soon in this case or in the near future? Do you think he might be released anytime soon?
Yeah, I think there's some possibility. There's a lot of distrust on his side in terms of his attorneys of the government, and the government, the Trump administration, has been making different noises. As we mentioned a minute ago, at one point they said he would never be brought back to the U.S. Then they brought him back to the U.S. And in recent court filings, the Justice Department said, well, we wouldn't be able to do anything about it if the Department of Homeland Security decided to deport him to some other country other than El Salvador. And that might happen. More recently, the White House said that's not going to happen. So it's sort of a confusing message. But I think his lawyers are nervous that if he gets sort of bail or pretrial release, as is given in many criminal cases, that he might be sort of swept up by immigration and there'd be some effort to take him overseas. So after asking for him to be released on bond, basically down there in Tennessee, they've sort of withdrawn that request for the time being because they're so concerned about the possibility that the Trump administration might try to whisk him out of the country. The next step here, Nick, will be a hearing in Greenbelt Federal Court on Monday morning, where Judge Zinnes will be discussing all these possibilities.